Chris Wallum, president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, located in Porter, Minnesota. We are a cow-calf and feedlot operation and also a row crop farm. I farm with one brother and a nephew.
Chris, let's begin with spring calving and how things have gone on your farm, and as you talk to other producers from the state, some of the challenges that it sounds like they're dealing with.
That's right. Spring calving in our part of the state anyway has been somewhat of a challenge. Guys that calved in January and February probably were better off than we are now. End of March and first part of April has been a kind of a continual struggle of one snowstorm after the other. Nothing that we haven't been through before. Probably a little bit fortunate this year in the fact that the ground has remained relatively frozen, still allowing us to get out to fields and to work with the cattle, whereas this upcoming snowstorm could challenge us a lot more in the fact that the ground will probably be thawed and be dealing with a lot more mud and moisture, which will make it a lot tougher for calving and for the health of the calves. Gonna put a lot more stress on them.
I know it's a sensitive subject, and so if you'd rather not talk about it, I completely understand. But as far as mortality rates this spring, are you hearing reports that those numbers are higher than normal?
Well, right now I have not heard too much about a real spike in mortality rates. Like I said, with the frozen ground beneath the snow, still allows you to be able to get around and handle the animals and take care of them. A little more concerned if we lose our frost and get this high level of snow coming up this weekend, that's going to be a lot tougher for the animals to survive coming through weather like that.
What's the feed situation like right now?
Boy, I mean, a lot of people really plan on this time of year of things starting to open up. I know we calve on corn stalks, and we really hope that by now the cows are able to go back out and forage some on the corn stalks. We ourselves are going to be very close to being tight on our supply of hay. Having the feedlot in the yard, we are fortunate that way in that we have extra feed available that we can feed the cows. But there are a lot of guys that are going to be cutting it very close, if not running out of hay. And that's where situations like last year where there was some emergency haying on some CRP ground that could be very helpful again for producers this upcoming season if something like that were available, that they could stockpile some more hay and build up their supplies.
You're out in D.C. this week. What is the trip about?
Well, we have our national cattlemen have a legislative session every year out here, and we're spending our time talking about trade, talking about ELDs, talking about the Endangered Species Act and the timber wolves in Minnesota, and trying to get that straightened out. It's a long, tedious process it's been on some of these issues, and some of the other ones will take a while too. But we had a good comment. Actually met with Mr. Nolan in the airport, and he told us that if we don't come out here and visit with him, first of all, they don't know that we care, and second of all, they don't think we have a problem if we don't come talk to them. So it's very important for us to come out here and spend our time and visit with our elected officials and let them know what's going on so they know what we need done.
Have you been able to get a greater sense on where things are at with the farm bill?
No, the farm bill is kind of a little, I think we have a lot more concerns out here right now with trade issues. And the farm bill is something they're still going to work on. There are some issues in there that we have talked about, the foot and mouth vaccine bank in the upcoming farm bill. And we're truly hoping that they will actually get a farm bill done and not just extend the current one, because our environment changes so fast out here. Prices change and everything, that a new farm bill needs to be done. So they're continuing to work on it. Hopefully they'll get something done.
We're hearing strong comments on both sides of the China tariff situation. President Trump talking about the need to draw a line in the sand with China, but then also you're hearing from ag groups, you're hearing from lawmakers who say that this is happening at the expense of farmers. So as you talk to folks out in D.C., are you able to read between the lines a little bit more and maybe glean some information that would suggest, even though it sounds like things are pretty dire, that maybe progress is being made behind the scenes?
Yes, it does sound kind of miserable for farmers, because we do export a lot of our products. And talking with people out here, though, you know, a lot of their attitudes is, you know, this is something that Trump campaigned on, and he is a businessman. And we do have until the end of May before any tariffs would take place, and we do have time to communicate with these other countries and hopefully take care of some of the issues before any tariffs would go in place. So that's kind of the attitude out here right now. Just hopefully a lot of them we're talking to is we hope to do no harm to agriculture, and I don't know if that can happen, but I do remember hearing or seeing something just recently saying that Trump did talk to Secretary Sonny Perdue that he'll make sure that the farmers aren't harmed. I don't know how he can guarantee that, but hopefully that's true.
And potentially a setback for beef. The doors opening in China earlier this year, or last year, I guess it was, and now these proposed tariffs, kind of a roller coaster.
Right. After working for 13 years to try to open the borders to China for our product, it would be very disappointing to see anything happen that would harm that. It was a long time and a lot of work to get to where we are right now, and we really don't want to take that step backwards.
Chris, anything else you want to say to the farmers back in Minnesota?
Well, keep your heads up. And there was one quote that I read here on one of the walls of the buildings, when you're going through hell, just keep going. So even though it seems tough and bad out there, just keep going and we'll get through this.
I think there's a country song along those lines, too.
It could be, but it might have something about a dog in there, too. I don't know.
Chris, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.